Hello and welcome to this surprise episode on the Wonder Mom Diaries podcast. Season 2 starts up January 3rd, but a great opportunity for a bonus holiday episode came my way and I couldn't pass it up. With the holidays quickly approaching and special moments with friends and family around the corner, it's easy to get caught up in the moment, and some of you may be like me and just trying to survive bouncing around from home to home on Christmas Eve like my family has done for years. So this episode encourages you to slow down and be proactive about capturing some of these moments you are about to experience and keep them everlasting. I hope you enjoy this wonderful conversation with Alice, a scrapbooking enthusiast who loves to travel. She shares her strategies on how you can create lasting memories of your adventures with your loved ones and also shares how you can get started with a special limited time holiday gift she is offering. So stick around until the end. As always, any resources and links are shared in the show notes and the blog post for the episode. So if you feel inspired and motivated after this conversation, you know where to go for the links. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Wonder Mom Diaries podcast. In this show, a Wonder Mom is defined as a woman juggling all the things, but still has the desire to stay ambitious and find adventure in life, no matter what obstacles come her way. You will hear interviews that focus on adventures you can do with your family, along with episodes packed with helpful advice to hopefully make life a little easier. Whether you are looking for a simple getaway to a nearby park or a trip around the world, this podcast is here to help, support, and guide you to where you want to go and who you want to be. I'm your host, Mandy Kramer, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Wonder Mom Diaries podcast. Today I have Alice, who is a scrapbooking expert, and we're going to be diving into all of these fun things for if you're listening to this in real time, it's over the holidays, and this will be a really fun thing that you can get into over the holidays, or at least keep in mind for scrapbooking. And Alice, welcome to the show. If you want to give a little bit of an introduction, a bit just about yourself and your family and where you're from.
Yeah, my name is Alice Bull, and I have been a scrapbooker for over 22 years now. And that's such a crazy thing to say because so many people have come into this hobby and left this hobby, but I absolutely love it, probably more now than I did even 22 years ago. I am a mom of two boys, and they are grown up. Yes, my oldest is 22, so that was a very convenient time for me to start scrapbooking. I've been married for 24 years, and we live up in the cold white north of Whitecourt, Alberta, Canada.
Mm, that's nice. I live in Michigan, so I understand the cold and the white winters, although you guys might have it a bit worse up there. I'd love to know kind of your story on what triggered your passion with scrapbooking in the first place, because yeah, like you said, it's a hobby where you can go in and out really easily. I've experienced that. I'd like to talk about burnout later with scrapbooking. But yeah, what kind of triggered your passion in the first place and what has kind of kept you going?
I had done one little class because there was a company called Creative Memories that did little workshops, almost like Tupperware parties, but for scrapbooking back in the day. And I went to one of those. I brought some pictures. I made a really random page because my pictures weren't even related to each other. They were just five random pictures. And that was my first attempt with scrapbooking. I thought, oh, okay, well, that's nice, but maybe not really my thing. And then my son was born, and I was just enamored with his cute little cheeks and his little baby toes and his little fingers and the little fingernails and, you know, all of the little baby things. And I knew I had to do a baby book for him. And I figured this was the time to start scrapbooking. Like, what a better way than having my pictures with my stories? And so I started scrapbooking then. And my second son was born. I have two boys. And I just kept at it. And as I discovered more and more creative techniques and different things that I could try for scrapbooking, it just kept that ball rolling for me because I love learning and trying new stuff, which is kind of a nightmare when it comes to storing all of the things because I get a lot of stuff, But for me, it has kept that passion going. And it's really funny because over the years, I looked at how I started to where I am now, and they're totally a different experience. But I look back fondly, and that's hard for some scrapbookers to say, on those early pages, because you're learning, because you don't know what you're doing and you don't have certain supplies. Sometimes you look back on old pages and go, oh my gosh, that's so hideous. But I look back and those are pictures of my son, and I made the pages with so much love that I can't judge them. Well, I can judge them, but I still love them no matter what.
Oh, that's great. And so my problem is I just have this, it's a blessing and a curse of the digital camera on the phone and just taking thousands of pictures. I mean, I think my phone has 7,000 pictures on it. It is ridiculous of how many images I take. And yeah, like 90% of them are my daughter since she's been born. What did you do at the beginning, and what are you doing now to transfer the images? Because I think that's like a huge stopping point, because if I have to go through those pictures, then I get burnt out and overwhelmed and drained because I have to like pick one out of 100. Or
I know.
Yeah. Share your process. I'm so intrigued.
I totally get it. So back in the day, we had film still. So it was, you develop the film, you get doubles, you cross your fingers that there's going to be something that turned out good. And if you happen to capture that magical moment, that was even better. But by that, you're limited by the number of photos. What was there, like 24 pictures in that whole pack? And now with digital, I easily take 24 pictures in a couple of minutes sometimes. It's like, oh, not that one, not that one, not that one.
Yeah.
But I'm terrible about deleting them. So I'm trying really to improve my process. If I've taken pictures and I keep taking them till I get the right one, I try to go instantly and delete those bad ones because I didn't like them for a reason. But if I'm taking a bunch of pictures that I do like, when I come to the scrapbooking, it really comes down to, why are you scrapbooking? Like, what do you want out of your scrapbooking? What is your purpose for trying this? What is your purpose for, you know, creating these pages? If you just want to put your photos into an album and you're not worried about the storytelling part of it, buy a photo album, print some pictures, actually print them, and put them into a photo album. There's nothing wrong with that. That is a great way. It's so nice to have them tactily, like to hold them in your hands and have them. But if you want something more and you want to take your stories and put them with your pictures and marry those two together, then scrapbooking is a great place for that. And there are so many different ways to do it. You can go super simple. You can use digital tools. You can actually go crazy artistic where you're designing your papers and stamping and using mixed media and artistic stuff. So I think the goal, or the number one step that I would say is, think of your why. What do you want to accomplish of this? And when you know the why, it really helps you focus on what is important. Have you ever looked at old photos from your family and wondered what was happening? Maybe a picture of your mom or your grandma, and you don't have the details from it. And maybe you didn't have somebody there that you could just ask, but you're looking at this old photo and you think, gosh, I'd love to know where they are or what they're doing or why somebody took that picture or why are they all laughing right here, right? Like you look at these old pictures and you don't know the details. My job as a scrapbooker is to add the details that you can't see in that picture. And so even if I had a plain notebook and I stuck a picture on there, and then I told the story of what happened right before, or the reason I wanted to take that picture, to me, that's scrapbooking. It doesn't have to have the stickers and the embellishments and the mixed media and all of the fancy things. Those things are nice. They're super fun. Like, you want to be my buddy? I'll hook you up. I'll know all the good stuff. But, when it comes down to the basics, it's bringing that story so that you have that memory recorded. And I always have to take myself back to that. And I think that's the best way to kind of look at your photos. When you're taking a million photos, not every photo has a story, or sometimes you have a story that doesn't have a photo. And so sometimes you're putting together with your scrapbooking a story that you're kind of using any photo to kind of marry them together. I think about pages I've made about my childhood, and sometimes I don't have a picture of me going on my skates for the first time as a kid, but I might have a picture of me in grade one when I was about the same age, or I might have a picture of me sitting on Santa's lap because that was a special occasion and the camera came out. So I might use that one photo to tell different stories that relate to that same time period. And then I'm using the photo more of as an embellishment. Mm-hmm. And when I look at my photos from my camera roll like that, I look at them and say, which of these stories would I be heartbroken to not have later? And, you know, when you're in those new mom years, or even later when your kids are getting older, you think you're going to remember that funny thing that they said, or that little thing they did, or that noise they always made. My son used to chirp like a bird, and it was so funny. But some of those little things that you think you're going to remember forever just disappear. And so even if you're not at the point where you're putting it together as a scrapbook, grab a notebook and write down notes, or have a calendar and write down little notes on the calendar when something interesting, funny, or you do something together. I think that having that is such a resource, because I have gone back to some of those notebooks and my only regret in all of my scrapbooking, it's not on the hundreds, thousands of dollars that I've spent on all the goodies. My biggest regret is not having more notes. I wish I had more notes, because when I look back at the notes, there's always a little gem in there about something that the kids did, or something that happened in our life, something that they said that was really cute that I had completely forgotten. And it's, I wish my memory was better, I guess, but I think most people can relate to the fact that we just don't remember some of the good stuff. And for me, scrapbooking is that place.
I love that. And I agree. I agree that you lose the details over time in your mind. And if you don't get them down, then they could be lost forever. And I really like the lens that you have given me now to look at my pictures. So instead of just being like, oh, that's a good picture, I can now think like, well, what experience happened during that moment? And is that a moment that I want to document? And I think that looking at the pictures through that lens is going to be really helpful, because I think that's my one, like, what the largest reason why I've avoided scrapbooking is just the overwhelm of looking at all the pictures and deciding which one's which. And you only have so much time in a day to dedicate towards this. And I guess that leads to my next question, which is, what advice do you have for moms that, or parents in general, that have very little time, but they want to do a more detailed job? Is there a system, or how do you suggest they go about it so that it's not continuously pushed back? I'm just thinking about my own life, you know, like I'm always just pushing it to the side and thinking, oh, over the summer, I have the summers off, I'm going to make like 10 different scrapbooks about, you know, our trip in Europe. And no, it just always gets pushed and pushed and pushed. So what do you suggest?
So I think there's a lot of ways for us to cheat. I think there's a lot of really great technology that we can use. And if your photos are already on your phone, and if you don't mind typing either on your phone or on a computer, then look at digital books. Digital books are amazing. And we don't necessarily call them scrapbooks, but guess what they are? They're photos and stories. They're a scrapbook. Like, it can be as simple as that. And if you open one, and then add a couple photos, and add a couple photos, and add a couple photos as your time goes by. And maybe you're watching Netflix at the same time, because I 100% do that. I watch series are great for that, because you know the characters and you know who's talking, and you only look up once in a while, and you can just do your project that you're working on at the same time as you're having a little bit of downtime. And it doesn't have to feel like this looming weight on your shoulders, like, I have to do my scrapbooking. Anytime I say I have to, I don't really want to, right?
Like, yeah, all the fun sucked out of it.
Right. And so if I'm sitting there watching Netflix and I'm just popping things in, and I might have to pause it if I think and I have to type, because I can't watch and type at the same time. That doesn't work. But anything that makes it a little bit easier. So photo books are probably the first thing I would say to turn to. And there's nothing wrong with saying that that's scrapbooking. If you want to take that up a notch, there are great resources for digital scrapbooking. There's a program called Artisan. It's run through a company called forever.com. And Artisan is digital scrapbooking, but they have all these templates. So you pick the pretty paper that you want for the background, and then you plunk your pictures in, and it's like, ta-da, it's done. And you add your journaling. So I think that if we look at the technology that's available to us, and even if you are a person that says, oh my gosh, I spend way too much time in front of my computer, there are simple ways to do this with tactile scrapbooking that's, you know, with paper. So there are pocket cards, basically the same way you would tuck a photo into a photo album. You can get little 4x6 cards that tuck into the pages, and then that gives you a place to write. And then if you want to, some of the cards are really pretty, so you can tuck those into empty spots. And so you can start to make it, you know, a little bit fancy, but still have that tactile way. Or traveler's notebooks, perfect for when you're traveling. You're called the wandering mom, and traveler's notebooks are amazing. I take one every time we travel, and I write notes in it. And then I usually save a spot in there to add some photos to it after when I come home. But actually lately now I'm cheating and I take a little printer with me, and then I can print on the go, and it's really exciting. So in the evening when my husband is, we're getting ready for bed, I'm just like, oh, just give me a second. I got to write in my book a little bit. And I think travel is a really great place for anybody that thinks, oh, I'd really like to try scrapbooking, but I don't know. Travel is the perfect time, because you go on a trip, you have a start, you have an end. It's so easy because you know exactly what that looks like. There's a timeline. You did this on day one and this on day two. So it's a really easy format to figure out how you're going to arrange your pages. So I always love to recommend travel as a really good beginner scrapbooker project. And never your wedding. Just don't do your wedding first. Okay. Learn how to scrapbook. Learn your comfort zone before you do your wedding.
Okay. Noted.
Because you don't want to be making like the beginner scrapbooker little mistakes when you're dealing with your wedding photos. But travel, have at her. Okay. Especially with all the digital scrapbooking pictures, like the digital photos that we have now. If you don't like it, you print them again and you're good.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendations for the photo, the printable books?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a good printable or like a scrapbooking, which we'll put in the show notes, like digital scrapbooking. Do you have any recommendations for photo books? Because there are hundreds, if not
yeah,
thousands of different companies. So it's like, how do you choose, or do you have a favorite?
My digital scrapbooking friends really recommend two things. So Persnickety Prints, you can get your pictures printed through that service. And I know that I'm pretty sure they have a book service as well, so that you can print 12 by 12 pages if you're a 12 by 12 scrapbooker, which is a lot of the scrapbook supplies come in 12 by 12 size. But I'm pretty sure that they have a photo book as well. And Persnickety Prints, they are named Persnickety because they take really good care of your photos. They're a really good service. And then that same company, forever.com, they do photo books as well. So if you wanted to use their service to make your photo albums, you can print right through them as well. And I know that those are really nice quality. There are other places, of course, and I think that it's more about doing it than worrying about, did you make the best choice of a place? So that's, yeah, like we can worry about, did we pick the best one? But I think if you picked one and you go with it, that's the best one, right? And if you don't like it later on, you, for your next one, you go with a different service. But
yeah,
there's a lot of really good ones. That's just two that somebody that's looking might want to start with.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. And we'll add those resources and links in the blog post that I'll write for this episode, and also the show notes. I'm just curious on your books. So I guess, what is constitutes as one scrapbook for you?
So years ago, I struggled with starting my scrapbooks chronologically, and I wasn't able to keep up with the demand, right? I was taking way too many photos and feeling that pressure to put them in there. And then I was introduced to a system that a lady named Stacy Julian had introduced, and it really brought scrapbooks into themes. And so I would make a scrapbook about my son. I would make a scrapbook about our family. And I would make a scrapbook about our travel. I would make a scrapbook about my other son and one for myself. And once I started theme scrapbooking, it really helped me feel like there was no pressure, because I could make any page that I wanted, whether it was from something recent or something old, and I knew where to put it. It would go into that book. If it was a page specifically about my son, it would go into his book. If it was a page about our family, it would go into that book. And that took a lot of pressure off. My preferred size is 12 by 12. It's kind of where I started. It's also the size of the scrapbook paper. So if you've been into a store that sells scrapbook paper, it's usually 12 inches by 12 inches. And that just became the size that I'm really comfortable building in. That being said, I've dabbled in almost everything. Mini albums, 8.5 by 11, so that it's a regular book size. There's lots of fun sizes that have come out in the past few years, 6 by 12 and 9 by 12, and lots of smaller books like the Traveler's Notebooks. And I love, I really do love the Traveler's Notebook size. They're very small. You stick them in your into your purse or into your bag, and you can just take it to go. And then if you're, you know, waiting around somewhere, you know, you get stuck at a piano lesson and you're sitting in the car waiting for your kid to do their piano lesson, you have that book and you can put a few little notes in it. And that's been a really good thing to have for me, is the options.
Okay.
So I tend to do most of my scrapbooking 12 by 12, but when we travel, I do the Traveler's Notebooks, and I always have a notebook with me.
Okay. I'd love to talk about your podcast and also your community, because I think that's really, I was just looking on your website about the Scrap Happy, yeah, membership. Like, what is that? And how does scrapbooking with other people differ from scrapbooking by yourself?
So I think when we're sitting at home by ourselves and we're scrapbooking, we're kind of in our own little bubble and we're doing our own thing, and that's good. But sometimes we're looking online, we're finding inspiration. But sometimes when you're hanging out with your other friends or your family, they don't really get why you scrapbook. And you can kind of tell them and they're like, oh yeah, that's nice. That's good for you. Even my mom is like that. Yeah, that's so nice that you do that. That's good. But I'm not doing that. And I think finding people that totally understand the passion, because you start off by doing it and then you kind of fall into it and you're like, I am a scrapbooker. Like, put the crown on my head. I am a scrapbooker. And we have other people. Like, the internet is amazing because it connects us with people all around the world. And so our community, the Scrap Happy, we call ourselves a family because we kind of get to know each other. And we do different classes every month. So we have a class, sometimes two classes. We have different sessions where we hang out. We have different challenges that we do throughout the year. One of our big challenges that we do three times a year is called Load, where we scrapbook a layout a day for a whole month. And so
what's a layout?
Yeah. So that's one of our scrapbook pages. So
that's
our layout. And so we make
a page a day.
Exactly. And so layout a day, and we always have a fun theme. So the one we have coming up in February is called I'll Be There For You, and it's inspired by the Friends TV show. So every day we'll look at inspiration from the Friends show, and then we'll use that to tell our own stories and make our own pages for our scrapbooks. And so we take a story idea and we take a technique or theme idea, and we give people the chance to play with that. But the goal is, pardon me, the goal is a layout a day. So whether they use the theme or not, it doesn't matter. the goal is just to make the pages. And something about having that accountability when you have to get your page in by a certain time, we all share them in a private gallery so we can see each other's pages. It is so much fun. And people go in and they comment and they say nice things. And, you know, sometimes they'll read your story if you keep it public. But, you know, sometimes we just cover it up with a piece of paper if you have something private or you don't want to share pictures of your kids. And, you know, it's the internet. I always give people lots of warnings about that. But it's a really great place to find other people that are as passionate or interested in it. And then along the way, we learn new stuff so that there's always something fun and exciting to do as you're going through it. So that's what our community is. We also have a live get together, I would say every year, but almost every year. The last year or two, we have not been able to. But what we did is we started a big event online called the Scrap Smarter Experience, where I brought in 10 different teachers and a keynote speaker, and we did this big live virtual event, and we opened it up to other people to come and join us. And it was such a hit. We did the first one in 2020. We did two last year, and I have the next one coming up in January. And it's so exciting because you bring in these teachers, and sometimes it's somebody that's really big and famous in scrapbooking. Yes, we have our own celebrities, but sometimes it's a teacher people haven't heard of. And when they see how amazing this teacher is, they get so excited and they have all of this new inspiration. And one of the great things is because it's all online, it's not about using that specific sticker or this certain paper. It's about learning a new concept, a new technique, a new idea, so that you can do that with all of your pages. And that's the kind of learning that I really love. So I'm very passionate about bringing those events. And of course, my members are my people. So I give them a really good discount. I'm like, yeah, come on, friends, come hang out with me for this big event. And yeah, that's a lot of what we do. And then in 2020, it was actually our 10-year anniversary of Scrap Happy. Our membership was 10 years old, and I wanted to do something special. And so we launched the Scrap Happier podcast. And it's just a way for us to share short amounts of scrapbooking inspiration with people around the world. So I do some interview style sessions where they're usually about 20 minutes, but most of the episodes are 10 to 12 minutes. And it's just me giving you inspiration or a great idea or something to kind of think about when you're sitting down to scrapbook, so that when you sit down, you're sitting down and you're like, I'm ready to go. I want to do this. And I've taken a little hiatus here in the fall, but we're going to be back in January for the next episode. And I've got some good stuff lined up. And so that's been a lot of fun too.
That's awesome. Congratulations on 10 years, well, over 10 years now of everything happening. And I didn't realize there was such a scrapbooking culture out there. You know, everybody finds their people. And that's really cool that you're able to foster that community and be able to, I don't know, it seems like there's a lot more to scrapbooking than I have noticed, just because I haven't dove into it. But I love creating things. I love crafting. And my husband's grandparents did an amazing job scrapbooking. I mean, the details that they put into it and the time that they took, and this, you know, the pictures weren't even that great of quality, but just the stories that you mentioned earlier that are brought out from the book itself, it makes me very like envious. And I want that for my future generations. So yeah, definitely sparked some inspiration in me to check things out. When is the event? And you said it's open to everybody. So do you want to give some details about that? If people are listening, they can look into it and try and catch it before it starts.
Sure. So you can find everything at scraphappy.org. But if you're specifically looking for the experience, just scroll down a little bit and you'll find information about the experience there. You'll find information a little bit further down about our next load. I even do a Christmas class, actually. There's a big community online that does a a special class through a lady called Allie Edwards. She's amazing and inspiring, but she does December daily and they scrapbook every day in December. I tried it one year. I was way overwhelmed. I'm like, I can't do this. There's too much going on in December. And then I made a class called Scrapbook Christmas in January because I set it up so that the class kind of gives you all of the little to-do things that you, the bare minimum that you have to do in December so that you're ready to scrapbook the pages in January. And I take you through at least 25 different prompts to kind of get you scrapbooking your Christmas story. And let me tell you, I don't do 25 pages every year. That would be a lot, but I pick out a few that are, you know, relating to what we actually did this year. And it has been really good. And once I get people signed up, I just keep them signed up forever. So if you sign up once, you get next year and any additions that I add and new stuff. And it's been a really fun thing. Actually, that's open right now because this is out before Christmas. They can use the code MYGIFT and save $10. And that's only $15 for the class. And like I said, you get it forever and ever and ever until you decide that you don't want it.
That's really neat. Cool. Well, definitely add that those links and information. Do you have any further advice or tips to share with some mamas listening on the show?
I think that right now is the best time for you to really try to enjoy your kids. And I know everybody says that. And there's some days that you're not enjoying every moment. Let me tell you, I get it. I've been there. I walked into the room with my son painting the crib and stuff that we don't want to talk about on podcasts. But, you know, there are definitely a lot of great moments that you're going to look back on nostalgically about this time. So, you know, take the pictures. If that's all you're doing, take some pictures. If you can also write down the notes, that's even better. Just have a little notebook that you keep handy. And then don't look at other people's scrapbooks and say, oh, I don't do it like them, so I'm not doing it right. Because I can show you 200 scrapbookers, 400 scrapbookers. I can show you the scrapbookers in our membership and every single one scrapbooks differently and everyone is scrapbooking. And so there is no right and wrong in scrapbooking. It's doing it and doing it in a way that fits you. So find your why and then you'll be doing it right.
Cool. I love it. Thank you so much. Kind of like a fun question. What has been your favorite trip that you've gone on with your kids? Because you mentioned that you do love to travel and scrapbooking on the go, bringing your own printers and everything. That's pretty impressive. So yeah, what's been your favorite trip with your family?
When my kids were 6 and 8, we did Disneyland for 3 days down in California. And from there, we flew out to Hawaii and we stayed in Hawaii for a week. And it was so funny because I was sure my kids were going to love Disneyland and they did. But when they were in Hawaii, it was like they were in their element and they just loved it so much. And we have talked about that trip so many times. We did go back with them one other time 2 years later. And I've taken them on lots of trips around the world, which they're actually less excited about. So my kids have gone to France and they've gone to Wales and they've been in England and they've been to Slovenia and Venice and Rome. And the thing they talk about is Hawaii. And why didn't we go back to Hawaii again, Mom? We homeschooled for 7 years. And when we did that, we did a lot of travel. Like we'd study a place and then we'd go to a place and it just gives you so much insight. So even if you're going to travel to a place, just having that little bit of knowledge about where you're going and bringing your kids in as you learn some of these things is super cool because it really sticks with them when they see that in person. So yeah, that Disney Hawaii trip, the Hawaii was amazing and watching them play on the beach and their swimsuits filled with sand. Yeah. they're hiking them up on the beach. Like it was just the best trip ever. Oh,
that's great. Well, thank you so much, Alice. This has been a real pleasure. I've learned a lot and I'm actually really motivated and will probably try to look through my pictures today and see if I can get going. I'm thinking for me and my lifestyle right now, the printable books or the digital avenue is probably, the photo books is probably a good place for me to start to get motivated. And then I'd like to do more of that craftiness. So I hope anyone listening kind of takes whatever they feel is most comfortable and try to document some of this stuff. Yeah, just make it your own and have fun with it, right? Because I can just tell in your voice and watching you on screen that you really love it. Like, it brings you a lot of joy. So I hope that for our listeners as well.
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to chat with you, Mandy. I have loved it so much. It was also a bit of a walk down memory lane for me, which is something I obviously enjoy. So thank you.
That's great. And where can people find more about you and your podcast? If you want to say what your podcast is called and any links you'd like to share, let's just make sure we get those in real quick.
Sure. That you can find the Scrap Happier podcast on most platforms that you can find podcasts. You can also find the show notes at scraphappy.org. And actually, that's the best place to find everything for me is scraphappy.org. You'll find the podcast in the menu and all the show notes for the episodes there. You'll also find links if you go to the About page to all of my social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and everything. And I don't post as much as I'd like to in every place, but I think that's how every single person feels. So
yeah, it can really stretch you thin for sure.
But yeah, they'll definitely find me there. And if you need to know something more from me, you can send me a message really quick on Instagram. That's a really good place to catch me because I always get those messages right away. And then, if somebody is looking at starting their scrapbooking journey or diving back into scrapbooking, we get a lot of scrapbookers that dive back in. Honestly, that load challenge that I talked about, for me, that was life-changing. I didn't actually start the Scrap Happy family, but I took a load challenge. And after that, I was converted. And when the opportunity came up for me to take over leading the group, which is 6 and some years ago now, I was all in because it was just exactly what I love. So yeah, I'd love to connect with people and help them either start or kickstart their journey again with scrapbooking.
Love it. Thank you so much, Alice.
Thanks for taking the time to join in on this episode on the Wander Mom Diaries podcast. If you're enjoying this show, then I would love it if you could tell one other person about it. It's super easy to discover no matter what device you have. Just go to www.wandermomdiaries.com. At my website, you'll find the podcast episodes and the blog posts that match up to the episodes you've listened to. All of my links are in the podcast description, so you don't need to worry about memorizing it, but it's best to share this page with a friend you think will enjoy the show because you can listen in on all the episodes right there from your browser. You can even subscribe with your preferred listening app through that page. It would be absolutely amazing if you could share this resource with one other person today. We are all here to help each other, so if you're a fellow Wander Mom who would like to share your story on the podcast, reach out in the DMs on Instagram at Wander Mom Diaries, or you can email me at wandermomdiaries@gmail.com. I would absolutely love to hear your story. Thanks again for tuning in, and don't be afraid to explore away, Wander Moms.